Chapter 79. Marilyn Seeger presented the appearance of a woman whose life had gone as she expected it to proceed. Her family was grown, her husband retired, and she felt a freedom without him being an administrator in the district. She still felt a little girlish when she was about to have her evaluation conference. She knew much more about Ron than he knew about her. About to evaluate the acknowledged leader of the English faculty at Middle Hills, Dr. Tuck was under far more scrutiny than Marilyn Seeger. Marilyn wore a pink and gray suit and a butterfly brooch. Ron put his jacket on when she came into the office. Connie made note to remind him when someone was coming in. Ron looked down at his narrative, back up at Marilyn. "It was a great class, and I think you're a fine teacher," started Ron. "I wanted to ask you about the way that you structure your class and the way you plan for your class." Marilyn accepted her compliment and touched her finger to the tips of the wings of her butterfly brooch. She smiled. "You mean because of the longer classes, the block?" "Yes," said Ron. "I've never done it, and you've mastered it. I know how to evaluate good teaching. But what changes came when your class time doubled and you saw them half as much?" Marilyn nodded, met his eyes. He was asking her to explain something like a colleague. For a moment, she was a bit surprised. "Time management and how you think about it was the most profound shift. They were attuned to an attention span that would last just so long. As a teacher, you have a clock in your head and your pace. All that has to change." "How did you manage?" asked Ron. Marilyn was now smiling as she remembered. "Staff development offered lots of professional development. And personally, I thought back to the way I remembered the pacing of seminars. I knew I wanted to start with my AP course." "I understand," said Ron. He grinned and thought, then grinned again and said, "Wow, that is a different clock." Then they talked about the different techniques she used with the class, the reasons for choices, what the teacher was finding in this year's group. When it came time for Ron's one suggestion, he phrased it in the form of a question. He clasped his hands, gave his head a slight nod, sat back. "What was your feeling about lecture to deliver a description of the political climate?" Marilyn shrugged, pursed her lips. "I guess it was the best I could come up with." Ron grinned. "I was thinking about it, too. Maybe a newsreel-type clip from the period." Marilyn smiled. "Using films when we moved over to the block was discouraged as a way of wasting time, so you won't find as much as you might expect in our curriculum." Ron smiled, too. "We'll have to start changing that." Marilyn tilted her head to the side. "You know that was one of Sandy Hum's rules." "Yes, I do. We've spoken about it. Here's the thinking. Multiple intelligences are better served by varying learning modalities. See it, hear it, write it, and say it. It can be used or abused like any other strategy." Marilyn nodded in agreement. "Okay, Dr. Tuck. Those are good ideas." At lunch, Marilyn held a moderately sized group's attention. "He knows teaching," she said. "Well, that's a relief," exclaimed Tim O'Rourke. Tim had never thought Sandy a good teacher or a good administrator. He was being humorous. "He pays attention and wants to know why you did what you did," explained Marilyn. "Because I decided that was the way I wanted to do it," exclaimed O'Rourke. This drew laughter from around the table. Tim was probably the second most influential of the faculty. He was both funny and irreverent in a way that inspired loyalty. Tim leaned forward and said in a lower voice, "How much of the administrative Kool-Aid do you think this guy had to drink to get this job?" It was a fair question. The other teachers paid attention as Marilyn answered. She had drawn an honesty pact with them. She had told them that her husband drank the administrative Kool-Aid and could only be trusted so far. She was respected for that. From my experience, that is a question of seeing how things work out over time. He isn't a natural for it, that's for sure.